We'd like to, welcome everybody out to the Duchesne County Special Service District Number 3 meeting. We have everybody that is in attendance tonight. We have Fred, Ron, and Clyde, myself, and Connie. And then we have Josh here as part of the agenda here in a little bit. So at that point in time, has everybody had a chance to read the minutes from the May 27th meeting?
What did you find, Fred?
Thought I was thinking, never mind.
We have an understanding now. I double check. Triple check, my double check.
Does he whisper to before we get these?
No.
No, I didn't see a problem with them.
Okay.
I'd make a motion that we approve the minutes as presented.
I will second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. Okay. Training incentives. Has everybody had a chance to look at the training incentives? But you said Mighton did not.
They still have not sent anything, and Josh was going to reach out to them because I sent them an email and nothing. So tomorrow, because I think they're open on Tuesday, there are the ladies in the office. So maybe I will call tomorrow and say, hey, what's the dealio?
They're early for next month.
Yes. Not totally looking at it, huh? Valdemont's. Duchesne's. There's three.
I'll make the motion that we pay the incentives for Duchesne, Roosevelt, and Altamont.
Yes.
Almost said Mike.
I will second that.
I have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. Bills. That's the next thing. We like bills, right? We have a few bills this time. Man, this is like a large bill. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably going to that one entity.
That one goes in the bills, and then this goes with the financials.
Okay. Okay. We have Connie's. The 325.
Oh, yeah, we got Connie's and Strata, and we got one to the Water Conservancy District.
Yes.
So I'll make a motion that we approve those bills.
I'll second the motion.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. Okay. Tripping the wall. Okay. Business.
Fred has some business that he would like to discuss.
Not discussion, just notification. 6 month warning order.
I wondered why that was on here.
Yep, I asked her to let me know when my term ended. So 6 month warning order. I do not intend to re-up.
Okay.
We need to forward that on to the commissioners, so it's their problem.
Does he need to call Melissa? Or I need to call Melissa.
One of you just contact him and say that he's up in December and doesn't want to.
Are you going to, or do you want me to?
I don't know. How the process supposed to work?
We just need to notify him so they can put out
right
an RFP request.
I don't even know who she is or who.
She's the commissioner's secretary, but I can let her know.
Just, yeah just.
I can't believe it's been 4 years already.
Has it?
Blows my mind.
So I have a question.
Just December would be 4 years. Eight for you and you.
I have a question though. Does it need to be a certain?
No.
I mean, sure she'll know, but it doesn't.
Countywide.
I mean, nothing, no certain he was Forest Service and so they have to be that or?
No.
Okay.
No, because we had Rod on here before. Rod was in Duchesne City. You were from Altamont. I was from county.
Yep.
But it's just county.
Just someone in the county.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're a tough crowd. So.
I know, and this meeting goes on forever. It's like an all-nighter.
Someone that preferably has the interests of fire and other type of stuff like that, right?
Okay.
It does. I mean, it's helpful.
Yeah, we can screw them up if they think or thinking right.
They need to play with matches.
They need to be able to play with matches, is that what you said?
Yep.
He said fire interest.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Have you been lighting too many fires?
I burn the crap out of stuff all the time. Hey, I type type one burn boss, man.
You gotta keep an eye on this guy.
Well, you know.
Okay.
But I know how to make them just burn and go out. I've never lost, I've burned thousands, hundreds of thousands of acres, and I ain't lost one of them.
I'll tell you something off the record.
Okay. So then, under.
Okay.
Oh, so I gave you in your stuff, I didn't email it. Oh, sorry, we need to finish that.
Yeah.
I got ahead of myself.
I got the financials. Has everybody had a chance to look at the Zions and the PTI?
Yes, I have. I was feeling really good until somebody just whacked us with $500,000.
So on that note,
yeah.
Look at the balance in the Zions.
Yeah.
On this sheet, because
yeah,
I may need to move money, but we should get a check this month.
Yeah, we should.
Does it usually go into the checking account?
Yeah,
and then you move it over. Okay.
Well, no, I usually leave it there and we spend it.
Okay.
And in the past, it looks like it's 50-ish.
Yeah, that's where it's set at.
Well, not that one. Not that one. This is the actual, I don't know what it is.
What do you mean? The 498? What do you mean?
No. So we get the...
Oh, you're talking about the SRS money.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I think it actually comes as a check because looking back in the checkbook, it's always a deposit.
But a lot of times they'll either send it to the county or send it to number two.
Oh.
And then they have to cut us a check because they, if we don't see it. And I was thinking we should have saw it in June.
Notice this. I raised some hate and discontent.
Well, why?
Look at the address. I raised some hate and discontent because it wasn't there last month.
It's not supposed to. It has to be arm's length away from it. So if it's going into the treasurer's.
So I called, well, they got the statement. Mm. And I called Ann and I said, excuse me, but no.
No, it can't be there.
And I said in the April statement, came to P.O. Box 460, so I don't know who or what, but this is not happening, and so it's changed.
No, that's actually a violation, because if it looks like it's coming to the county, it's an offset to PILT.
Hmm.
And I don't know where, she sent me an email that it had been changed.
Back.
And then also this one, if you just want to glance at this. There's our...
Yeah. It's all been allocated.
Okay.
Okay, so did some... Sorry.
Okay, so with the financials?
They look good.
Okay. So you okay with them?
So do you, somebody need to approve?
I don't think you made a motion on the financials last time, did we?
We can, I don't know that. I think for the record we ought to, but the fact that we have indicated that we've all reviewed them, that Connie's not just doing her own thing, is what they want to see.
Okay.
Okay.
And if you need to, hold off on that in a couple weeks if your other one comes in.
Okay. Oh, well, I moved the money, and that's in here, too.
I know, but make sure you have enough in your account.
Oh, I do.
But if all you have is that $3,000,
that's after all of this stuff. Okay.
Well, no, but if you need it,
I'm just saying. It's good.
Okay. Okay. Next item of business, discussion and consideration for Title III funds.
Yes.
What do you have for us, Josh?
So you have that in your packet.
Shatiki.
So I got, you read out the kind of the, what it could be used for last time. And I was looking through here. And, you guys, you know, you're just going to have to slap me sometimes and be like, what are you doing? But kind of looking at that last bullet point where it says provide and expand access to broadband, telecommunications services and stuff. Mm-hmm. I was thinking on the radio side of the world, with the old BKs, things like that, that are the old bricks that are going out of service for, well, we can't get parts for none of that stuff anymore. And even the newer ones, we just got a shipment. Yeah. Same thing. The ones that are listed on there are 5,000 for these BK5000s. That's the new, that's the newest one on the block. That's the one you still get parts for. And that's one of those we're looking to start updating and upgrading for not only search and rescue, but all wildland
mm-hmm.
entities and stuff throughout the county. So what this is set up for is basically for a team. We've got two handhelds and a mobile that could go into a tanker or a Type 6. And for the rescue, again, search and rescue side of things, their trucks, looking at some of those, trying to get in some of those rescue trucks. They got L3 Harris's, but they do not have any communications with fire or anything like that.
So are these radios programmable?
Yes.
Okay, so
yeah.
So you can set the channel you want.
Yeah, basically, whether it be you just take them up, they'll take a call them and
okay.
put whatever.
You can get software and you can program it yourself, right?
Yeah, we can program ourselves too.
So you don't need
both ways.
Yeah, as long as it's got that capability. You get a radio and you only got two channels or three. And then,
right. Yeah, these
those days are long gone.
They're supposed to. We've been working on it for 18 years.
Four.
Well, part of ours is the old analog systems out here.
Right.
Around these deep canyons and that, and when they bring the 800s out, that you're going to do this, and then they find out they don't. Well, the last time we had a tabletop exercise, it was probably
700 megahertz. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, they had some glitches.
Well, that's just
and so the state's still working on it, saying, no, this is what we're going to.
Yeah,
and so this was another option.
I don't care what manufacturer you go to these days, they're mm-hmm. all what's called software-defined radios, SDRs, so it's all programmable.
Yeah, Motorola and...
Yeah. It's just somebody isn't replacing the equipment. The repeaters and stuff need to be replaced. I'm sure probably part of the problem is the repeater system is still moving off the old analog car.
It is. And they use the towers for the TV still, and that's where they were running it, but those days are coming to an end too.
Yeah.
Did we... I know when we did the training up at Wolf Creek, mm-hmm. they were talking about putting a repeater up there or a tower.
Oh.
Did it ever go up there?
No.
Or
did
yet.
It burn down in the fire?
No, with all that, the 800 was the big thing. Now it's the 700 megahertz that they're using, and then they are going to keep up on the VHF side of things for an extended period of time. We don't know what that looks like, but they're going to keep updating it and keep that up, because that's actually what runs our paging system and stuff, so we can't quite get rid of that either. So, but anyways, they are, with two of them put together, that's another one of the reasons for trying to get our radios updated and upgraded.
No, I think that's a good move to spend the money there.
Agreed.
Yeah. Well, before you motion.
Oh, sorry. So we were pushing for like 15 grand. If this is just for price on that, 7,000. If we doubled that, it would get us enough for two teams, two Type 2s, and four firefighters, or four. That would be $15,445.74.
We have the money to do that with.
Okay. Okay with that?
Yeah. No problems. Radio is always a pain in the butt.
It is. If you can't communicate, you got problems.
Yeah.
And we don't need any accidents or deaths or anything because we couldn't. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
So, we'll make a motion to approve giving money to the district.
Yeah, he'll pay, he'll get it, and then we'll just reimburse the county for that.
The final bill, yep.
Okay.
Yeah, like we did last time. So Shelley will turn it in to Shalise, and then she'll give it to me, and we'll write a check back to the county next month, or when it gets in.
Yep.
Great, made the motion.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Oh, I second it, yeah.
Okay, I'm motioning a second. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, that's it. I appreciate y'all very, very, very much.
Likewise, we appreciate y'all. What you do for our county and all of us.
I can, I've got it right here.
All right.
So, that's perfect.
Sorry, never mind.
Okay.
Okay, we all have a
great evening.
Take care. Thanks.
Thank you.
Just if y'all care, Mike Height's retirement party is Wednesday at noon.
Mike is actually going to do it this time?
He's really out of here.
What's he going to do then?
I don't know. When he leaves Wednesday, he's going, one of his kids is getting married, but anyway.
He's done.
But he is done. Our next meeting is July 21st.
Okay.
Roger.
Is that good with everyone?
Yep. Okay.
Yep. Sounds good to me.
Okay. I think we've discussed everything except we have a signed check. You can make Fred start signing lots of checks then.
To me.
You can leave
yeah,
us.
Yeah, you got to get your quota in before you go.
Yep.
Now, as I fade out, I start pulling away, right?
Yeah.
We don't allow that here.
Nope. That's a good thing. Totally good thing. Okay. Okay. With that, do we need to close it after the checks are signed? Are you okay to close it? I'm okay to close it.
I'm fine. Me too.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
So moved. We've come to the end of the agenda. You okay with that, Fred?
Sure.
Okay.
I had a call from an individual the other day. I hadn't talked to him for, I don't know.